What up, what up, what up, what up? Here with some guys today for the old G30 podcast. How we doing, guys? I am Count, and I'm here with Timmy, as usual, and the infamous C-Sand. Today, if you're not watching the live stream, he has his label set at... Well, you know what, Chris, you want to go ahead and read that for us? Let the people listening to this later know what your screen name is today.
Well, hi, everybody. How's it going? Nice to see you guys. You guys staying healthy?
Yeah.
Hells yeah.
Trying to.
Nice. Well, today my special name is Legit Got Traded.
I was the only one that thought it was funny this week that, you know, he went out the way he did, and then they, you know, what is it? Not even a season, and they booted him.
Mm-hmm. Not even a full season.
I don't know, okay. Never mind. I'll keep it to myself.
Hey, you guys were spicy on Twitter this week.
That was funny.
me and Timmy, I think we have a level of sarcasm that we kind of feed off of each other.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mikey crashed in on a different level.
He does
that.
That was
funny. That's why I dropped it. I was like, it's okay. I don't think you understand where we're at right now.
How you been doing, though, man? You been good? It's been a minute since we've seen you around here. You been okay?
Yeah, man. I've been good. Just working. I haven't even had time to do my own podcast. It's been a while.
Yeah, man.
I want to get back on that. Yeah, but no, it's just staying busy, and it's summer, so just my days off. I just hang out with the kid pretty much, and
show.
No, not much.
Cool. Well, to jump right into it, you know, I kind of came into it today thinking, you know, it'd be funny to be here as we're waiting for the transfer window to close, you know, just in case there's any breaking news, we'll be here ready to deliver it. And then about half hour ago, Alex, the guy from Total Galaxy, I think I'm waking up my kid. I'm waking up the kid. Sorry. Okay. I'm shouting. I'll take one ear out. The guy, the reporter from Total Galaxy said, that the guy who broke the, Ricky Puig, rumor said that there's another player coming from Barcelona. I don't know how much we can believe that, but I'm watching the Twitters to see what happens. But for those of you who are not keeping score, the week started really hot with the season ticket member opt out. And I saw a lot of receipts about a lot of canceled tickets. And I think we've been waiting on that for a while. We'll get into that. Then the Señor Puig stuff started, and that was closed. The Galaxy beat Chivas, original Chivas, and that was crazy. Timmy, I'd love to know what your experiences was there, and now we're waiting for a mystery guy at the end of the transfer window here. So I don't know, where do you guys want to start? Anybody want to take something to start with?
Mikey's waiting to hop in.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus.
Let's go.
He's coming from the den. You're in the den. Are you hanging out with Cardi over there?
No, man. Me and Cash Cardi, we're chilling, dude. I got back home. So,
let's go.
What's up, guys?
See, I told you. See, they were saying, you know, Mikey crashes into conversation sometimes. I'm like, that's his style. And there you go. You landed right.
Vamos a hablar de Ricky Puig. Vamos.
Ricky Puig.
Ricky Puig, mi favorito de los Galaxy.
Hey, Mike, we were just talking about, you know, how the week started with Klein out. Then we went to Ricky Puig. Then we beat Chivas. We're waiting on the close of the transfer window, and I had just pitched it to anybody who wanted to take any of those things and start the conversation today. If anybody has anything to say, Timmy, you want to talk about your experience at the game yesterday?
Oh man, like as soon as I got there, the energy was crazy. But I will say this: I saw a lot more of America fans more than anything. If I'm going to be 100% honest, they run deep. I am not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I heard of the four that there was most of them.
Yes, dude. Like, I was, because my grandma lives around there, and we were walking up that street to go straight into the stadium. and they were on the street. It was just dedicated to them. They covered up the entire block. It was a supporter section, I believe. And they were all dressed up in the like America gear. Think of like ACB, but like for America. And they were all like throwing smoke bombs. Like they had flags.
Three times bigger.
Dude, yeah. they were huge. Like, no disrespect to the supporter groups, but man, like, they were running deep. But yeah, like the first game, obviously, amazing. Amazing result. Great for Dejan Jovelic. First goal to ever be scored at SoFi. I'm so happy it was him. And then yeah. America, the America game was low-key, it was boring until it got to the PKs.
I was like, that's what? What
fun. Well, I know, yeah, right? I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was a draw and then we just go home. We were leaving because we thought the game was over. And then they're like, oh, PKs.
The funniest shit I saw on Twitter last night was, what sound does a missed penalty make? Sifu! Yeah, so Galaxy win the first soccer game, you know, stay making history, and you know, both Chivas lost last night, as is the statement. Bro,
That's gonna be the selling point for season tickets, bro. First win at SoFi.
First win at SoFi. Oh.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, so let's talk
just
about
anything
that.
At this point.
Season tickets. On Monday, we saw, I think, what a lot of people have been calling for a long time, right? FO is not going to do anything unless you impose a financial, like, penalty on the club, right? And I saw a lot of people, I think I was counting, like, the receipts I was seeing of people posting their season ticket cancellation stuff, and I counted upwards of, like, 50, 60 people in the timeline, and it was pretty gnarly. I have not opted out yet, but I think I will be opting out. But, you know, Timmy, we had discussed that. Timmy, I'm not going to put you on the spot. If you want to talk about your status, you can as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What do you think it'll client out? Hashtag client out, right? The movement, as they've been saying. Do you think it'll have the intended consequence given the things that have happened this week already?
Man, like I've never seen a fan base so divided within itself, man. It's crazy. They were beefing about something I believe today as well. Supporter group, I think it was like a whole other thing, but dude, like, whatever needs to happen, man. I've never seen a fan base so divided, but yeah. I mean, it's having an effect, but like in the wrong way, you know what I mean? It's reacting the bad way, like with the fans within themselves. They're like, oh, you're crying out this. Oh, you don't want to opt out. Why not? But it's like, dude, like, why does it matter?
Civil war.
It's literally civil war. Like, I understand, civil like, war, I'm going to put this into perspective. I'm a new season ticket member. So for me, it doesn't really, like, you know, I don't know. Like,
I mean, it hurts, bro, regardless. Yeah, like, hurts. We're all Galaxy fans here, dude.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Like, yeah, like, of course I want us to win. Of course I want us to win a chip. Yeah, of course. And I don't want to be in ninth place. I don't want to be out of the playoffs again, obviously. But like, I'm gonna stick through it. I'm gonna be like, yeah, you know what? I'll ride with y'all for another season because I have, I'm the one that's like, you know, I still have faith. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not like, oh yeah, yippity woo. Like, it's all up from here. No, absolutely not.
Okay. But like, so I'll go opposite, right? My seats got hiked so much. Like, that's so true. Much. It's been like $300-$400 more every season. And like, that's why I'm kind of like questioning and the kid and whatever. But I'm actually thinking about opting out and actually maybe buying a membership to one of the SGs and doing tickets that way, because I still want to come. The stuff with the kid is kind of tricky right now, right? It has to be a little bit game to game. But there are ways to continue supporting, I think, in productive ways and whatever. If you opt in, opt out, whatever. Chris, you have any thoughts on that? On what you saw this week?
I mean, what I've seen in the years of being a season ticket holder and how social media has evolved everything, everything comes in a phase, you know what I mean? If one person says it, everybody, the mama follows it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've seen people that opted out, and then a year later, they get them back. You know, what really did you do damage? Because there hasn't been no managerial presidential change in our club for years. So you technically got out. You didn't give them $400 or $500 for one season, but then you ended up doing it the following season. It's the same shit. You know, that's how I feel. It's all up to everybody, dude. If you feel like there's two points of views there. If you feel like you need to get out, you get out. If you want to stay, you stay, and that's it, dude. Like, I just hate that everybody has to socialize it. Oh, look what I'm doing. You know, follow me. Like, keep that shit to yourself, man.
Damn.
That's true. Damn, Chris is
Damn.
woke. He's more woke than I expected. I'm not gonna
Woke
lie.
King. Woke King
He's there.
C-Sando7. That's crazy. I mean, I agree, man. I mean, I feel like the only person here not being a season ticket member, or probably being the least involved in the community physically, you know, like all three of you guys go week in and week out. I mean, it couldn't be more of an easier decision than to just sort of take a step back and really sort of pin the organization up on a stake and sort of question, you know, what direction are we headed in? Who's going to lead us in a winning direction? And who's going to change the cycle of mediocrity we've been in? And I mean, we've had lots of conversations, Chris, me and you, and everyone on this podcast. We like to have really good conversations on Twitter. And I love the banter on Twitter. I think it's great. And I think you, Chris, have a lot of points about, you know, who below Chris Klein has influence on who we bring in and who we depart and who we take in and take out. And you know, ultimately at the end of the day, like I'm the first one to be Klein out, but I feel like, you know, Chris, you've had your moment where you've sort of looked beyond the ice below the iceberg a little bit and have looked who else but Chris Klein is has put us in this position. So I mean, I've definitely been trying to do my due diligence in that aspect. And I you know, I mean, I don't feel bad for the club, and I don't feel people that are canceling their season tickets. Like, I don't give a fuck. I mean, like, I'm not financially invested outside of the kit that I buy every year and the few games that I go to. And you know, it's an interesting time because it feels like it's sort of
Because
a change of the guard.
I'll take a small step back, and I want to drag this conversation too long. Everybody's crying out, don't support the club. I do remember a certain shoe came out, and everybody bought it.
Not me though.
Chris, not
You know what
me,
I
brother.
mean?
Not me.
I was Mr. Anti-Shoe, bro. That was
Mikey bought the
right
shoes.
there.
Mikey was in line. Mikey bought the shoes. Exposed.
He just doesn't post it up.
Hell no. I'm selling my
But you know
ass
what
for
I
the
mean? So
Sambas,
that's what
the
I'm saying.
Galaxy
Like,
Sambas.
if next season's away jersey is fire, guess what? Everybody's gonna buy them.
Hey, let's
Hell
go.
yeah. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I like the jerseys, bro.
You know,
I
so
will buy the, they'll get me on the jerseys, but I don't know about the shoes though. I will tell you that much.
Hey, what about that that spicy little rebrand tease we saw, huh?
Oh
God.
Dude, it
Oh
was
hell
ugly. I'm gonna be the first person to say it. That was
Someone said it looked
ugly.
like it was trying to be like really high brand like Versace, right? But it like it just failed,
Yeah.
so it looked ass.
Like
I don't
luxury
know.
almost.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean,
No, no one
I
wants to
don't
touch
mind
it.
it. I don't mind it. I mean, I don't know. I feel like for me, like someone that's always so opinionated about everything, I saw it, and you know what? I think what sort of I can take away from it the most is that, and did it invoke any emotion out of me? And for me, I think that's a bad thing because I see things and I'm just like, man, fuck this, or I love it. But I looked at it and I went, eh. Like, you know, it just,
yeah,
dude, I
Mike and
felt
I,
like that could be the logo for LA Live or like the shit in
yeah.
downtown. Like,
Yeah,
it's just
like,
literally
yeah,
just
that
in
I can
LA.
see.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Mikey and I were looking at you were looking at it and we were like, oh, it has like Juve, like simple vibes. Like watch them just throw that on a crest. And it is the designer for that they're thinking about for the rebrand or whatever I read was the Juve like designer. So it makes sense that
It
like
all
they
makes
do that.
sense.
It all comes together.
I don't have time
I'm
for this shit,
a, I
man.
know, man. But I'm gonna shout out a Twitter account real quick. I believe it's the LA Galaxy Outsider.
Yeah.
And he quoted it. It was so funny because he said opt out X opt out. Because you know how it said LA X LA?
Yeah.
He quoted that tweet where they're promoting the rebrand. He goes, opt out times opt out. That shit was so funny, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. It's a tough situation at the moment for everyone that's financially invested in this club, regardless of be investors or, you know, just the day-to-day person like you guys. Like, it's such a sad time for us. I feel like
Yeah.
it's not even a sad time. It's a very uncertain time, I feel like, because there's, you know, even in moments where we've been really bad, I'm like, okay, we have some sort of direction, right? But you know, I'm sure we'll touch upon this in the latter half of this episode. But the guy that we're linked to right now, I saw it earlier today and I went, what the fuck is like what?
Hold
Like,
on,
who
hold on.
is this kid?
Before you
Yeah,
get there,
before we
let's
touch
do
on
that. Let's do that. Let's talk about the week. After long await, we have the announcement of Ricky Push from we've all been saying Puig wrong.
It's always been Ricky Puig.
Ricky
Puig.
But we got another Puig coming to LA. And I'm going to say something a little bit. I'm going to just say it. And then I'm going to not say anything so I don't wake
say
up
it.
My baby. But I think that, you know, I saw a Twitter poll today and it said, who's the more exciting signing, Bale or Push?
Oh, it's Bale.
And it's Bale was winning.
It's Bale, dude. And there's no way.
It rubbed me the wrong way because of someone who's followed this league for like over a decade. If you would have told me 10 years ago you're poaching like a La Masia like dude at 22, I'd be like, no fucking way. So like I get
I
it.
I got
like,
your perfect answer.
But
okay.
Also
okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Keep going.
Go ahead.
Keep finish,
no. So I was okay. I, you know, I'm just saying like there's been no respect put on the move at all in terms of like how much it's changed, right? That
okay.
You're able to bring this guy.
All right. Now to respond to the news that broke out a little earlier today, there's 13 minutes left till the window closes. Here's the thing. Why wait this long to try to make moves? Okay. One reason could be, okay, we finally got an offer for Ravelson to get out and that opened the window. I get that. I understand that. I understand how the transfer market works. I get it. Okay. Here's the thing. If I told you 20 years ago, right, oh, we're going to go scout a 20-year-old, why wasn't this guy in the radar before Gaston? Why wasn't this guy in the radar before Kevin Cabral? Right? Why did we bring all these French players before bringing this 20-year-old kid? You know what the answer is? What did that report say from LA Times? We talked to agents. The players are available. Do they play that position? Bring them in.
That was
What's
crazy.
The situation
that
now?
Was insane.
Agent
What's
referral.
The situation now? What's the situation now?
Yep. Yep.
That's all I'll say about that. I'm not hating on the kid. Like I really, and I'll be honest, I do watch a lot of soccer. My wife hates me when I sit on the couch and start at 6 a.m. and stay on the TV till fucking 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. I've never seen this kid play. I don't know anything about him. And I stand with it saying, and I'm not putting him at the same level as Cabral or Yoni Gonzalez or all these cats that have come in and out. Even Pavon. I've never seen Pavon really focus on him before he
played before us.
Went to the World Cup. You know what I mean? So those are like, I just don't know. But if you guys are backing him up, let's see what he brings. That's all. I'm not counting him out.
Let me tell you what I saw today or what I noticed from the Galaxy highlights that they posted, right? Because they always post the little highlight reel.
He's so good, dude.
He's very talented, obviously. They're
he's La Masia, bro. Like, he's the product.
Yeah they were talking about he's the next Xavi, he's the next Iniesta.
Hell no, I'm not going that far, bro.
Okay, right. How, because he'd still be there, right? I mean, they have Gavi and Pedri and all those people, so whatever.
And it's hard to compete with Gavi and Pedri, especially at La Masia. Like, bro, you have Fati, Gavi, Pedri.
Yeah,
he is
at 22, and that's what's crazy. So that aside, what I noticed is his highlights are from like academy games and like Barcelona B games and like from when he was a kid. There's like highlights from when he was a kid in there, which again, it highlights, like, to me, it's exciting that you bring the possibility of the ceiling being very high is exciting. Sure, Bale's the flashier signing, whatever. But if it's a 35-year-old or a 22-year-old, like, take the 22-year-old for footballing reasons. But Mikey, what do you think? And then Timmy.
Tim, do you want to go first, dude?
I think Mikey's gonna pull some shit up. Timmy, what do you think about Ricky Puig?
I mean, man, he's a one in a generation of talent, man. I mean, like, I'm a Madridista, but like, I've had my eye on this kid because I like the way he moves the ball. Because like, the way this kid moves the ball, like the way his first touch is, the way he passes the ball, his eye for the game, dude. I was like, wow, this is like one in a million. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Unless you're in La Masia, right? And then like you're all like that, but
yeah,
I get what you're saying.
True. Yeah, but like I'm just saying, man, like it's something about those Barcelona Academy kids that like just love to slip through the cracks and just like, I don't know, they like to bend the rules a little bit. They're just super good. Like I can't even have the Madrid bias right now. Like It's just crazy. I think he's good. I'm not saying that he's gonna be like a game changer, this and that, because like it's gonna take him time, but he'll make an impact. He'll make an impact for sure.
This is what I find interesting. People I know who love soccer who are like, fuck MLS, right? Euro snobs. I had a lot of text messages this week that are like, what the fuck? Tiki Push, really? And I'm like, yeah, and like that said a lot. And the fact that like Barcelona people are so salty about it, they're like, ah, he's ruining his career, like tells me something. At the same time, he's a party boy. I've heard like, oh god, please not another Gio.
Nah.
But I don't know, Chris. They said Victor Vasquez had a hand in the deal.
Give him another contract.
He's gonna be his Bobby.
And there goes back what I mentioned. Are we really scouting these players? Or are we just, hey, bring this guy. This guy's available. He'll do good. You know,
he's a name. Yeah.
And then to answer your question about the whole Messiah, they've lost their touch. I'm not saying they're not producing players, but they've lost their touch. Well, you know, besides Pedri and all these, like, look, that's why Barcelona right now is buying every single player, you know, every superstar, because they don't have these guys coming in through as frequently as it was before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, Bojan Kirk, what was his last name? He went to Vancouver, right? You guys know what I'm talking about, Bojan?
Oh, yeah, the Spanish center attacking midfielder,
yeah,
Bojan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, he played a shit more.
He played at Stoke as well.
Yeah, your mm-hmm. mic's mute.
Count, you're muted, bro. Nah, you're muted on Streamlabs. There you go. Oh, now your actual mic is muted.
Can you hear me now?
There it is.
Bojan Krkić. Anyway, whatever. It was just the guy's name. Mikey, tell us about Riqui Puig.
Dude, I mean, I have a lot to say about Riqui Puig. I have a lot of friends that, you know, are Barcelona fans. And in a moment where we're talking about a guy who's very high profile coming from a very prolific academy, you know, Chris has said maybe not in the years of past, but, you know, historically you have, it's La Masia. Like, you don't really care, dude. You know, guys that come out of here, they have to have some sort of sauce, right? And there's a moment like this where I really wish we had someone like maybe Darius or maybe Alec, who are really invested in Barcelona, who know a lot about this kid, to shed some light on him. But I'm going to take this moment and what I've seen about him. I mean, he is, I'm very confused about what position he plays. I understand he's a midfielder, but when I look at him, I look at him as an eight. He's small. He's a very finicky little, he's a finicky little guy. He's played in Barca his entire life, and the kid is only 22 years old. He was born in Mata de Pera in Spain and central midfielder. And his agency, I'm not sure if this means anything, but it's AC Talent. I'm not too sure if we've had anybody to come through that talent agency. But if he's looking for time to play, it's a smart move on his agency to come here. It's a struggling team in Galaxy, and he's played over 7,000 minutes in his career, and he has 1,000 minutes per goal contribution, and he's scored seven professional goals in his career, lodging 16 assists. So I think, you know, you bring this guy in with people that know how to score, and maybe you put Dejan, you put this guy behind Dejan, and these guys are both young and they play at a faster pace. You know, maybe we remove Ryan from the conversation. Maybe things become quicker.
Ryan's gone.
Well, yeah, no, you with Ryan being gone, this guy steps in and, you know, he can sort of play quicker with Dejan in these advanced positions. And I don't know. I'm excited to see him come play. He's a name that I've heard been thrown around my entire, like, being aware of soccer for the past 3-4 years. He's a name that I've heard been thrown around forever. I've seen him play a few times, and he's actually went one-on-one with Chiellini and has scored. I'm sure all you guys have seen that clip on Twitter rolling around this week.
It's pretty nice.
So there's nothing more than to just be optimistic about this signing. And on a Max Tam deal, like, how can you go wrong? Yeah. He's 22, he's Spaniard, and he wants to come here and play.
That's the big piece. So this dude, Rodrigo Serrano, just real quick, we'll go quick lightning round. This guy, Rodrigo Serrano, the guy who broke the original Push news. He said, otro jugador de FC Barcelona viene al Galaxy. And that was at 7:05 PM. If you had to guess, I mean, look, we have 3 minutes left in the transfer window. We haven't heard shit, right?
This deal could also be done and have not been announced as well.
True. But if it was someone else from Barcelona, just, who do you think it would be?
Piqué, bro.
I have my thoughts.
Piqué. Oh, shit. That's a hot take.
Hell no.
they booed his ass. Did you see they booed his ass when they played in New York? It was funny.
Because PK smashed Ricky Boo's mom.
Damn.
That's crazy. So he's falling.
Was that what it was? Mm-hmm. No, he didn't. Are you making that up? I know he was.
I'm not.
I know he cheated on Shakira, but was it Ricky Boo's mom? He's lying. Oh,
I'm
yeah,
being
they're
dead serious.
They're gonna bring.
Nah, that's a crazy ass coincidence.
They're gonna bring him.
It's one of the La Masia kids. He's gonna have stepdad issues if he does. I swear.
Victor Vasquez and PK are gonna be out there throwing blows at each other over Ricky Push. No, seriously, Mike. Who do you think?
No, I'm being dead serious. Oh, if I had to pick, I think it's either Jordi Alba, Sergio Busquets, or maybe one of their attackers like Aubameyang or Depay. But I don't think Depay, so it would have to be Aubameyang.
Depay was like looking to get out. That's interesting.
Yeah, Depay because Depay is linked with Chelsea, and so is Aubameyang. So it's like,
yeah, I think it's Busquets.
I'll give you one for each level of the field: Alba, Busquets, and Aubameyang.
Timmy, who would it be?
Yeah, the most realistic one. Busquets and possibly Aubameyang, but like, but then again, Greg Vanney wants like 10 center backs and like 5 forwards, so like probably either Busquets or Aubameyang. That's my two.
Okay, let's see, what else do I have here? We're getting towards the 30, but I like the flow right now, so let's keep going. Let's see, Ricky Puig. Okay, so let's circle it back again. Do you think that
Can we talk about a transfer that was supposedly reported for us, but then went to Nacional?
Please. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Suarez.
Yeah.
Okay. I have an interesting, and I don't know if I read this or if I just, I don't know if I've thought about it myself. I put this shit in my head, but from what I was hearing is that, so the news broke out because I think apparently he did sign with us, but I guess he wanted to go home. We don't have a DP spot. This year, Chicha's contract is technically up, and the word is that we're not going to pick up his option, which now releases in the next year for Suarez to come back here. Because they didn't say how long he signed for Nacional, and they always announce these signings. So, mm-hmm. like right now, us, 3 years, 5 years, whatever, they didn't say it. You know, because that might stir the pot a little more, what could be happening. And, bro, Suarez, I love Dejan, bro. But give me fucking Suarez, homie. Give me Suarez,
He'd bite Chiellini again.
Do it,
Let's
bro.
Let's run it back. Let's run it back.
What do you think of that? I mean, that's just something. I don't know if it's actual true, if I'm just fucking, like, I'm putting it in my head. I mean, what if there's that possibility coming in after the season?
To me, he's got a little bit of Lua in him, right? Like, or Lua's younger, though, but who am I thinking? Like, you know, a slightly older player, though, but, like, that still has it. Like, less...
Like Benzema.
Yeah. Like Benzema
or Giroud.
Like less Higuain, more Giroud, or, like, Lewandowski. Like, he could come and show these people. I think LA would love him. And I think it would do a lot for El Tráfico, if that matters for marketing. And I think there's, like, a lot of really good reasons to bring Suarez, and at least for a little bit, you know, he could play a couple more years here.
I want that Benzema rumor to come back, please.
So let's talk a bit about this guy, Facundo Farias.
Before I'm going to interrupt, it was actually Gavi's mom, not Puig's mom, or Puig.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Damn,
so he can come. So he can come.
Yeah, he's good.
So they were trying to get this guy, Facundo, from Colón. He's 19. Mike, you were saying you weren't too impressed with him. He's like a 10, maybe. No. Maybe a forward. It's unclear. No. But if it's like a bench thing, like, now we're filling out the bench, right?
But no. It just doesn't make any sense, dude. On a DP, on a not DP, on a TAM, or on a fucking take our money deal. How are you a top prospect in your sport and you contribute 5 goal contributions out of 20 games and you're a forward? That shit doesn't exist. I could do the same job.
Zubac followers, pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah. How the fuck are you a top prospect in your country or not your country or anywhere?
Yeah.
How can you? You are a 10 or a 9 or a false 9. You cannot put up 20 contributions a season. It just or five contributions through 20 games. It just doesn't make sense.
And then the issue I have with that is that if they're gonna bring him at 19, he's gonna be a long term contract. Who knows? I don't know what's gonna happen with Vanny if we don't make playoffs, if we bounce out first round, if he makes a cup run. Okay, we'll give him another year. Let's say tops Vanny has two more years as our coach. Now we're stuck with a 19, 20, 21 year old for two more years, which the next coach might not even want him.
Yep.
So those contracts, exactly. They're not good. And what are we? Are we building a team to be competitive in 5 years, in 6 years, or are we still in the mentality we want to win now? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, I think they told Vanny, you know what, you have 3 or 4 years no matter what, because it took him a couple years to get up and going in Toronto too. And that's fair, right? Like, it feels like he's been here longer than he has. And like, I understand the argument that like, you can't keep rebooting and rebooting, and like, there's merit to that, right? But at the same time, like, okay, so let me ask the question. I was going towards this anyway. With these, you know, everybody cancels Monday, you know, everybody's pissed at each other. Galaxy win last night. And now you have Ricky Pouche, and who else knows? You know, Ryan, I want to talk about that in a minute too. Ryan goes on like a $2 million deal, which is good business. You bought him for like $800K, right? Is the script flipped all of a sudden on this FO? Do people forget about hashtag Klein out and all that with this business that's been going on?
Nope.
We won't forget. People do.
Yeah.
We won't. Enlightened individuals. Very well put. And the rest of the Galaxy family that's tapped in on the Discord, on Twitter, on Reddit. Like, we don't forget about this, dude. Right. We don't. It's the margin of profit is so small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this. What happens if, okay, so now we're going into what ifs, right? Like, if, you know, people at the beginning of the season, they were like, boring ass kit. They don't care. They're going to rebrand. They're going to let Chris Klein go away and do World Cup things, which makes sense after this. You know, they're going to like wash everything anyway. Didn't make a lot of sense at the beginning of the season. Makes a little bit of sense now after all that Klein stuff. But then the roster building, though, it's like now we're swinging back the other way. Like, where are we? I have no, like, I thought I knew where we were on Monday, but now it's Thursday and I have no idea where we are.
It's the $1 million fucking question. No one knows. No one fucking knows. No one knows, dude. We just bought fucking also, Ricky Pouche. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
It goes back.
It's true.
Who's making these decisions? Is it
Thank Danny? You, Chris.
Is it Klein? Is it bitch-ass Jovan Kirovsky? Like, who's making... Sasha Kleshin's brother.
Yeah,
I was about to say that.
You know,
Mickey like, Mouse job.
Well, yeah, I think everyone said it on purpose, right? Not to cut you off, I'm sorry, but like it's unclear on purpose because there's no one to blame, or they can just blame Vanny if it fails, right?
I blame Chris Klein.
Ooh, Ricky Pouche.
Who do you think signed Pouche?
I don't know. Vasquez.
Vasquez. Yeah.
Let's just piss off the discourse and say this is a Greg Vanny signing.
I think it is a Greg Vanny signing.
You think so?
What do you think, Chris?
I think so. I think it's a Vanny signing. I think Vanny said, "Get me this fucking guy," but maybe through a referral system. I don't know.
Probably.
It's hard to say it because the last time I encountered Klein at the stadium, I told him, "Hey, man, we need a cam. We need a cam." And his response to me as he was walking away was like, "Really?" Because he wants another two defensive midfielders. That's what he told me. It was on the fly. I don't have camera or anything to prove it, but it was. And I looked at him like, what the fuck?
Like, sounds like you serious? Was he like pissed? Like, oh my God, he like let it slip?
It was the FC Dallas game. Then when you're whooping your ass 3-0 at halftime.
God.
Yeah, and I remember he said, because he paused for a second and he heard me. I said, yo, we need a cam. And he just said, well, he wants two more defensive mids. That's what he said.
You heard so it, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Dang, that's the C-Sand exclusive, bro. That's the Fabrizio Romano.
Drunk C-Sand legit got traded exclusive.
Oh, okay.
Dude, wait, does that mean... Man. Wait, real quick. Does that mean, like, Klein and Greg Vanny aren't seeing the eye to eye then?
For
if
sure
he's
not.
Frustrated? No way. Especially with that, dude.
I don't think Klein has ever seen eye to eye with anyone. That's the whole problem. That's why we're here.
True.
maybe.
That's true. I'm just saying, because like that quote that Chris like confirmed it. No more conspiracy theories, bro.
I think you know they've had a lot of coaches they pushed around, like GBS, and like Siggy was old and unwell, right? Like Vanny doesn't strike me as the guy you push around. You know, he's like very stubborn. So it would not surprise me, and this is not rocket science, that they promised him X, Y, and then they hand him Douglas Costa, and he's like, "What the fuck?" You know, like clearly there's tension.
I don't know,
dude,
man.
The red flags
don't...
were there too.
I just for me, I don't think Lynn has ever seen eye to eye on anyone, and the red flags are still there. Chris, thank you. it's just annoying because it's like how many more fuck ups or missed DP contracts or missed TAM contracts or missed young DP contracts we can go through before we finally figure something out. Who would have thought that Dayon would be our? And you know what? Maybe that's the thing. Maybe we stop going after high profile people. Fucking Dayon is our best player at the club.
I'm totally okay. I've been ready for
him. I don't care because the best teams in the league do interleague moves, or they go scout and actually do research and spend time finding players in Europe or South America, and South America especially. Like, when the fuck did Rui Diaz come here? I couldn't tell you. And now Rui Diaz is one of the best players in the MLS ever. He's won it, and he's done it multiple times over with Seattle. When are we gonna move away from our business model? Like,
I think that's been coming for a while, and you know that's why I'm saying it goes back. I'm joking. I was gonna joke. You ruined it. I was gonna say, but that's what Ricky Push is here to do.
Ricky Push.
But I mean, that goes back to what I was arguing earlier. Like, the young players, to me, is exciting for that reason, Mike. Right? Because like it's not Douglas Costa. Sure, he might have like Douglas. You know?
And that's the thing. I'm like, if you put Barca and Madrid in front of me, I lean towards Madrid. Like, I really enjoy the players that they have, and I really enjoy the farm that they have. But if you told me, dude, a kid from La Masia is going to come play for the Galaxy, like, dude, I have to get behind the kid.
Yeah, when would you have ever believed that?
And let's double back. Let's double back to the poll you had said about Bale or Ricky Puig being the more exciting signing. You said 10 years ago, would have this been a thing? 10 years ago, Bale hadn't won the 4 UCLs with Madrid. He hadn't done that already. So if you put those two kids in front of my face, like, of course I'm going to take the kid that is a product of one of the biggest clubs in the world than a kid who's at the time was playing at Spurs. Like, it's just a very hypothetical and very weird situation we're in, because...
So 10 years ago, this is... And I'm not... I think I could pick the two players that could fit the example. 10 years ago, you put Thierry Henry...
Oh, God, yeah.
Or... I could think 10 years ago would be Jesse Lingard. That'd be the 10 years ago move. You go with the proven winner, the Champions League winner, the one of the best strikers in the world, or you come with this guy that's coming from an academy that's has everything in front of him. That's the 10 year ago move.
Yeah, they needed the credibility in the league, right? Like, we need to say, like, yeah, for sure. Henry was awesome. Oh man, I went back. The top goal scorer in 2012 was Chris Wondolowski.
Of course it was. Of course it was, goals, dude.
I just want to trigger Chris.
Yeah.
And there were like a shit ton less teams in 2012, right? So like, you know, it was a different time. So I think a lot of people who were saying like Bale or whatever, like for whatever reason, I mean, I say for whatever reason, we know what the reasons are. Everyone and their mom is shitting on us for this move. And that's what makes me excited, right? Because it's like when we're good, when we're doing things right, and people get pissed, that's how you know.
People hate us when we're winning, man.
And that's the thing is, they couldn't, like, LAFC couldn't pull that move. LAFC couldn't attract a kid like that. And here's the thing, because, you know, like, I have a lot of connects with a lot of friends that are Barca fans, and a lot of them are very split on Puig. A lot of them are, like, good. A lot of them are bad. I'm pretty sure Alec and Darius, I'm going to speak on their behalf, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they were not with Puig. But it's hard being a Barca fan when you have Gavi, Fati, and literally anyone else, and then you have Puig, who is like not there.
Free Frankie, dude. Bring Frankie.
Bring Frankie too. Bring
no,
Frankie
no. We got different plans. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, no. But I'm excited, man. I just there's a lot of upside to it, and there's a
it's
lot
all
of
upside. That's
optimism,
what it is.
And hopefully. Hopefully Puig comes to training, and hopefully he comes to the camp, and a lot of people see what La Masia has just drilled into him, that everyone's like, oh shit, this kid works harder than everyone else on the team, because all this kid has done for the past 10 years has been wake up, play soccer, and go to sleep. I'm not saying that anyone on the roster hasn't done it to that extent. But when you play for a Barca academy, like there's you have no other option than to be good, right?
This is what I want from this move, okay? Mm-hmm. We've given Vanny defenders. Mm-hmm. We've given him midfielders. We've mm-hmm. given him forwards, because he has mm-hmm. forwards regardless. He's yeah. picked forwards. If this is a piece that you've been hunting for and you want it and you pick this guy to do it, that is perfectly fine. It better work out. Because mm-hmm. if in a year from now, next summer, this kid is struggling and not working out, which I'm not trying to throw salt or mm-hmm. shame. I'm hoping for the best. But if it's struggling, it goes back to Manny. Yo, these are your players. Because if you look at that roster now, Bond, Sega, Williams, Fiafania, Edwards, and I could go on and on. These are
Edwards
your players.
Is good, though. Edwards is good.
Yeah, no, but that's right. But these are your players. Okay. You may not have a point with Chicha or Costa, but mm-hmm. everything around that is your team. So that's what needs to be now.
You build them, boys.
And you're always mm-hmm. gonna have players that like weren't your guys, right? So like you make it work. Okay, cool. So I think really the only thing, the transfer window has come and gone.
It is closed. It is 13 closed. Minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I had so much I wanted to talk about, but we were kind of here and there. Okay, so we don't forget that it's Klein out. And I was pleased. A lot of people are like, cool, Ricky Puig also still Klein out. Like, I think that's important. Mm-hmm. Timmy, I wanted to get your take on what was going on with all the beers getting thrown at the game last so far.
Dude,
what was that?
Oh my god. So apparently, from what I understand, Aleva walked into the Galaxy supporter section, and I guess he was like talking a lot of mess, from what I assume, because the video is very vague. And they just started chucking beers at him because I guess he was like trolling, talking trash, whatever he was doing. And that dude gets showered with like at least $200 worth of beer on him, dude. I was like, bro, why y'all waste a beer like that, dude? Oh my god.
I don't go to these showered games, man.
Don't get me wrong, though. It was fun. I had a lot of fun. Speaking of the game, I'm gonna shed some light on Jonathan Dos Santos really quick, dude.
Boo.
Dude. He played a full 90, and tell me why he actually looks solid. Tell me why. This dude decides to play good when he was on another team, dude.
Chris's eyes are going to pop out of his head.
They are. Fuck.
Dude, oh my god. He played good to the point where I was like, damn, why do I suddenly miss him?
That's
what I said.
You reminded me, the last piece.
The last piece.
What happens with Chicky Nuggy? With Efra? His comments after the game.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's who acts like we're holding on to him, bro. Like, you got to send him out. You got to send him out, bro.
He said he'd be happy to go to Chivas, but like he's under contract, so he's going to do what his contract says. The stones on that fool. I was like, oh, no. No, no, no.
Dude, he died his hair, now he's a new man.
Okay. Other last question. Who's sad? Are you sad to see Ryan go?
Yeah, a little bit.
I liked him. I
liked him.
If Push works out, Mikey's going to shit all over this right now. I liked him. I thought he fought for the crest. I thought, you know, he did best given what, you know, his thing was. But if you can double what you made for him, like
you take it.
It's good business.
The contract when I saw the tweets were like, oh, he made this much and blah, blah, that he wasn't worth it. Dude, if you get offered the fucking contract, the X amount of money, you're not going to be like, oh, no, I'm not worth that. I can't. You're going to be like, fuck you. I'm taking it. You know what I mean?
They wanted him.
Yeah, and I liked him. I thought it wasn't, because it's not about the goals as a midfielder, man. You know, you could play, run, you know, he defended, you know. I like them, but you know, he's definitely not a 844, whatever, $1,000 player. You know?
He did also, everything people, he could, yeah. man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Also, people were getting mad that like, why didn't we send like Sasha or like, why didn't we send away Victor? But like, people really don't understand like how contracts and international slots work, apparently, because it's like, dude, like. Never mind, man. I don't want to get upset, but y'all know
people don't fucking understand. How can you send Sasha to fucking France? What the fuck is he gonna do in France?
He's under contract. Cool. I'll send his ass to El Salvador if I could. Go play for fucking Fox, homie.
Dios mío. All right. This has been a very good 45 minutes. I'm glad all four of us could get together. It's been a minute since everybody was here. Mikey, I'm gonna shoot first final thoughts to you.
You know what, man? I'm very excited for Ricky Puig. You know, I'm hanging up the Madrid kit I got from 10 years ago, and I'm trading it in for a Barca kit. So vamos, la Masia.
Hey, what do you think about Legette going to Dallas?
Because you mid here goes to mid. Mid goes to mid. It's okay.
Okay. He said some like super. Oh, I'm not going to dog him too hard, but he was like, I enjoyed my time in Boston. Thank you. New adventures. I'm like,
yeah, go have a nice adventure in the middle of America for Dallas.
I want to win. Where it's hot right now.
You're not even playing for the poster boy fucking team out of there, dude. Shut the fuck up. Anyways, whatever. I don't like Legette, bro. I've been on that train. Fuck that guy.
Timmy, final thoughts?
Yeah. Haha, Legette, you got traded again. I'm not going to lie. That made me laugh. All that shit talk after he left. And look at where he ended up. On the team that we hate the most, dude. Also, goodbye, Ifra. We enjoyed having you here. Not really. You're going to be going to Guadalajara soon. And I had fun at the Leafs Cup, and that's it. I had a good day.
Yeah.
Cool. Chris?
It was an interesting week. We'll see how it goes. If any of you want those Dollar Tree fucking lightsabers that the Dallas people got, I will personally buy you one.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Jesus Christ. I've never seen so much bitching over a 99-cent lightsaber. But we'll see. We'll see what happens, guys. I'm not going to say I'm excited, but I'm excited to see the kid. We'll see. I'm going to take you guys' word for it. So we'll see what's up.
We'll see. We're also going to catch real hot fire if we defended Ricky Puig.
Oh, wait. You got, how soon do you guys think he plays, though? Like,
maybe a week or two.
Maybe, like, against Dallas, you think?
No.
Who do they play on Saturday?
We play Kansas City. No way.
No?
No.
Vancouver, by maybe. Yeah, Vancouver, maybe.
Not okay. Even like I don't know, man. I'm just hyped to see this kid play. Man.
Mike, what?
The 99-cent sword, fucking lightsabers.
All right, guys.
That's crazy, though. They were really tripping about lightsabers.
Who does the outro? Mike does it.
I'll do it, man. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of the G30 Podcast. If you guys have listened this far, you can come check us out on all of our social medias. That'll be the G30 Podcast and the G30 Podcast. If you guys want to check out everyone else, then go ahead and do so at their socials. If you want to check me out, that'll be at CFC Michael on Twitter, and that'll be it for me today, boys.
Timmy, where they find you?
My Twitter is down below at SpicyTaco118. Find me on Instagram, SpicyTaco18. Shout out the Discords, bro. Y'all be keeping me active, keeping me thinking. It's just all fun. That's it for me. I hope that we end the season with a hot one, at least in a playoff position. Fuck's sake.
Chris, you give people your handle anymore or not?
No, fuck no.
I can't do it anymore, bro.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us, man. It's always
thank
good to have
Chris,
you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I am Count Shock 786. We'll see you later. Bye.